Good morning. Our question today is, what is the view of the Rabbanut HaRashit, the chief rabbis of the state of Israel, as it pertains to going into the Makom HaMikdash, going on to Har HaBayis, going on to the Temple Mount? So to go back about 100 years, the first Ashkenazic chief rabbi of Israel was Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook. And in fact, two weeks ago, we mentioned his view, and we'll just do it again because we'll track historically what happened since the proclamation of Rav Cook. So I have in my hand right now a sign, apparently that was posted on Har HaBayis, and I'll read the English. It's actually in Hebrew above and English below, and it stated as follows: a public warning by His Eminence, the Chief Rabbi for Eretz Yisrael, A.I. Cook. That is standing for Avraham Yitzchak Cook, A.I. And it says as follows: our dear brethren who come from far and near to visit the holy city of Jerusalem, be warned and remember that it is, all caps, strictly forbidden by Jewish law and religion to enter the Temple Mount or to ascend the Har HaBayis. So that's pretty clear. The entire Temple Mount, according to this poster of Rav Cook, is off limits. So to fast forward a little bit, because it came much more relevant at the Six-Day War when Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael, led by HaKadosh Baruch, who was successful in taking over the old city of Yerushalayim, including the Temple Mount. And many people right then started going in on a daily basis to the Temple Mount and the places where, for sure, as an Issachares, that's based on the sheet of the Rambam, which has been accepted through the generations, that going into the Makom HaMikdash, the Ari Sirius, the Kodesh Kodashim, and people were going in all over the place. So there was another proclamation that was made. And this one, before reading the proclamation, I'll say just some of the people who signed it, because this was at the time, 1967, the Six-Day War. So the two chief rabbis, Yisr Yehuda Unterman, who was the Rav HaRashi, the Ashkenazic chief rabbi, from 1966 to 1976, approximately. So that was at the time of the Six-Day War, which was 1967, I believe. And Rav Yitzchak Nisim, who was the Sephardic chief rabbi at the time, so they signed it. In addition, another signatory, these are the three largest signatories in bold, and the largest text was Rechezkel Abramsky, Rav Abramsky, who originally was the head of the Beis Din in London, and thereafterward, when he made Aliyah, he was the Rosh Yeshiva of Slobodka. So this is the text that it has on this proclamation. It is addressed to all Jews in Eretz Yisrael and those visiting. I'm not going to go through all of it, but some selected sentences and fragments we'll go through. Anu musharim v'nimnaim melikanes b'chol shetach Har HaBayis. We are prohibited to go into the entire area of the Temple Mount, kulo, the whole thing. Why? Because we may come to violate the very serious prohibition of going into places that are supposed to be tahor, the taharas hamakom hakadosh hazeh, and we are not tahorim nowadays. So that is problem number one. And then larger text, all bold. This is point number two. Zot ve'od birvos hayamim ne'alam itanu hamakom hameduyak shel hamikdash. We have forgotten over time the exact places, locations of the places we could or could not go into. And anyone who goes into the area of the entire Temple Mount, they may go in unintentionally to the places of the Makom HaMikdash, where the Beis HaMikdash itself stood, not just the area around it, but they may go into the Makom HaMikdash, and even worse, the Kodesh Kodashim, maybe not even worse, they're both terrible. Going into the wrong places is a kares, even if it's not the Kodesh Kodashim. If it's the Azara, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, that would be a kares as well. Vazi chashal be iser chamal shokares chashal shalom. If anyone goes into the Makom HaMikdash, the Kodesh Kodashim, by mistake or on purpose, but even by mistake, they would be chayev the iser chamor of kares. So that is saying they could. It's really The punishment is very severe, and people who make mistake, they're going in. They may not know the places, that's their mistake, but they're going in on purpose to these areas. That could be an Isra Chamor of Kares. That is point number two. Milvad Esem has the Irut Misra Chamor Zen, in addition to being very careful in the serious prohibition of going into these places and not being tahor and going in when tummy and not going into the places, not knowing where to go. There's also another requirement of more mikdash, as we've talked about in the past, to show the proper awe, fear, and cover to the makam mikdash, and those would be violated. So signed on this at the time, approximately the time of the Six-Day War after 1967, after the success and victory. So again, it was signed by the two chief rabbis of Israel, in addition to Yecheskel Abramsky. Now, the next row down, there are another approximately 50 to 60 signatures, including Rav Eliashiv, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Chaim David Alevi, the Tzitza Eliezer, Rav Waldenberg, Bezalel Zsolti, etc., etc. So there are a number of great gedolim that signed on. It's actually, I have another version, and it's dated Tafshin. Oh, I'm sorry, that was dated, probably, it's not very clear, but there's a date at the top that says Tafshin Chav Zayin. So that's approximately the Six-Day War. There's an addition to it underneath it. That's the dated Tafshin Ayin Hay. That's approximately 6 years ago, a little bit after the two new chief rabbis, the current chief rabbis of Israel, were indoctrinated. And they are signed on as well. So I guess they signed on to the original proclamation from around 1967, and they signed on as well. So that is signed by the Ashkenazic chief rabbi, David Lau, and the Sephardic chief rabbi, Yitzchak Yosef. That's the son of Rav Avadya Yosef. And underneath that, there are approximately an additional 100 signatories to this proclamation. So we have gone now through three stages, basically. We've gone through Rav Kook 100 years ago. We've gone through 1967, the two chief rabbis as well, after the Six-Day War, signing that it's fully prohibited to go on, and this was also signed by approximately 50 to 60 additional Rabbanim. And then, more recently, 6 years ago, we have, this is the third stage, we have the signatories added, the two chief rabbis of today, and also approximately another 100 rabbis. So maybe we'll just update it again, put in a fourth time period, but it's still the same Rav Yitzchak Yosef, the Rishon Lezion, the chief rabbi, the Sephardic chief rabbi of Israel. Somebody just recently sent him an email and forwarded on to me with a letter. The email was, what's the policy nowadays of the Rabbanut going into Har HaBayis? And nothing has changed. The letter is a little bit longer. It's signed by him, meaning this isn't the proclamation signed by all the rabbis, but signed by Rav Yitzchak Yosef, and he says, La'or ha-pirsumim shel chugim shonim. We'll just read some of it, because there are some certain groups of people that are publicizing and marketing, telling people we have to go on to Har HaBayis. And I want to just clarify the Das Torah, how we paskin halacha l'maisa, chas v'sholem. He says, chalila l'haka b'davar chamor chzeh. Chas v'sholem, we should be lenient when it comes to this, because it is a chshash gadol shel ishakaris. Indeed, we're concerned there may be an ishakaris, a severe, severe punishment. We have to warn people to not be going into any part of the Temple Mount, etc. And then, next paragraph down, it's impossible to know halachically where the proper places are, where the azara was, where the chel was. Those are the places we're prohibited to go into. And if we can't know where they are, we are concerned that anywhere you go into the Temple Mount may be a safek. It could be an Isser Kares. And then jumping down to the next paragraph, and his father, he quotes his father, Rav Avadya Yosef. He gave his opinion on a number of occasions that one chas v'shalom to be lenient when it comes to this severe prohibition, v'chalila litchum tchumi b'har HaBayis chas v'shalom, that we should go in any areas and to start carving out. We think you can go in here and go in there. And then he says, v'zeh da'atam shel kol g'dolei ador. This is the opinion of all the G'dolei Ador, and just skipping till the end, he says, Chalila Ligrom. Another concern is Ligrom Mirshol Yisrael Kedoshim Nichasha Bechash Yisro Chamorzeh. If some people are going in, they think they know where to go, they are being mashil, they are causing others who aren't going to be careful about where to go. They're going to go all over the place. They're not going to prepare. They're not going to go to mikvah. They're not going to make any proper preparations. And that is people who are going in, trying to be more careful, they are being machshil many other people who won't be as careful. So we see there, bottom line, the Rabbanut consistently, the earliest I was able to track it 100 years ago from Rav Kook all the way to today, 100 years, the policy has not veered that people indeed should not go on to any area of Har HaBayis. Have a wonderful day.